You're with Matt Masters, and this is the Rockin' Rhythm Review. For the next 28 minutes, stay tuned to Indiana's only educational, self-indulgent radio program showcasing the music from 1945 to 1965. I'm not an accredited musicologist, nor hold an advanced degree in music history, but possess a degree in rainforest ecology and an enthusiasm for the music popular when my parents would sneak a matinee to watch Johnny Weissmuller swinging on a vine. Its etymological origins come from the Sanskrit word jungala, simply meaning uncultivated land. Today it more specifically defines a dense tropical forest with heavy precipitation and vast biodiversity. In the halcyon days of youth, we think of it as the place Stanley found Livingston, Rikki Tikki fights Nog, Tarzan woos Jane, the creature from the Black Lagoon attacks hapless scientists, or George finds tree. Metaphorically, it's a word used to describe situations or places where survival of the fittest is the only law perceived, and urban, concrete, asphalt, or blackboard ones set the tone for novels, film, and song. Welcome to the Rock and Rhythm Review Jungle. I'm your host, Matt Masters, I presume. So grab your topies and your khakis as we rock this jungle with The Concepts, Don and Dewey, The Cadets, Hop Wilson, Rufus Thomas, Hank Mazzell, Stick McGee, Hot Lips Page, and Jerry Lee Lewis. Specialty Records was said to have a trio of Little Richards, the original, and Don and Dewey. Multi-instrumentalists Don Harris and Dewey Terry were all that was left of a vocal group called the Squires, but as they say, less is more, becoming one of the 50s more dynamic acts. For all the duo's efforts, they notched not one hit and watched arguably inferior covers of many of their songs become hits for others. The jungle can be unforgiving. 1957's Jungle Hop. Lang, lang, old Okey Tech Tech. Lang, lang, old Okey Tech Tech. I went down to the jungle. I met a fine girl in town. Fine and sweet as she could be. This is what you say, just a swinging through the tree. You got a jungle hopper with the beebly bop. A jungle hopper with the beebly bop. A naked leg, old Loki, chinga chinga mino. Jungle hopper with the beebly bop. She wiggled like a snake when she started to walk. Sound like an angel when she started to talk. Toying around, smiling me. And this is what she said, just swinging through the tree. You got a jungle hopper with the beebly bop. A jungle hopper with the beebly bop. She said, a naked leg, old Loki, chinga chinga mino. A jungle hopper with the beebly bop. Of all the artists to be associated with Memphis, there was perhaps no greater character nor ambassador than Rufus Thomas. A popular local DJ, in 1953, Thomas cut his first single for Sun, ironically an answer song to Hound Dog called Bearcat, which became Sun's first national hit. It was also the year Rufus recorded his only other Sun single, remaining quiet the rest of the 50s before roaring with Stax in the 60s. Tiger Man, King of the Jungle. Thank you. Just like the din of the jungle, not all sounds are identifiable. Such is the case for this unidentified vocal group, The Concepts, in their lone 1957 single for the virtually unheard of Apache label, Jungle. William Hank Mizell cut an obscure 1958 rockabilly tune for the Tiny Echo label. A favorable review by Billboard got the song over to King Records for greater distribution. Not much came of it, and that was about all she wrote for Mizell for 18 years, until a bootleg release in Europe saw the song explode until it nearly topped the UK charts in 1976, and a search was mounted into the jungles of Tennessee to find its creator, Jungle Rock.
Just the other night, oh, well, I heard a big a rumble and I thought it was a fight. Oh, well, I started listening and began to move my feet. It was a jungle drummer doing a knock a beat. It was a jungle, 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 jungle rock. 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 I knocked out feet and I had to move my feet. It was a jungle, 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 jungle rock. Oh, well, I moved a little closer just to get a better view. I saw a chip and a monkey, yeah, I done a Suzy Q. Oh, well, a geeter and a hippo was a doing a bop.
it was a jungle, 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 jungle rock. 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 I knocked their feet and I had to move my feet. It was a jungle, 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 jungle rock. Grabbed the rabbit and hit the bunny hug. And old grizzly bear was a cutting the rug. Oh, well, a camel was a cheetah bucking with a kangaroo. And the elephant a mover with a ring ding. It was a jungle, 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 jungle rock. 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 I knocked their feet and I had them in my feet. It was a jungle, 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 jungle rock. A jungle, 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 jungle rock. A jungle, 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 jungle rock.
It packs a fresh knuckle punch in its startling revelation of those teenage savages who turned big city schools into a clawing jungle. Black Forest Jungle will be the talk of this town. Don't miss it.
Blues slide guitarists weren't rare, but ones that used a lap steel guitar normally associated with country music were. Eight-string ace Harding Hop Wilson hailed from the Texas Gulf Coast, where he cut a 1958 tune with drummer-vocalist Ivory Lee Semyon for Gold Band's record subsidiary Trey. But a sparse, arguably superior alternate version saw the light through the canopy from Gold Band in the 70s, Rockin' in the Coconut Top.
Me and my buddy walking in the jungle, all of a sudden we heard a great rumble, said rock, said rock, said rock, rock, rock. Rock in the coconut top. A little bitty monkey told a big baboon, you wanna see a show, just give me some room. Let's rock, let's rock. Said rock, rock, rock. Rock in the coconut top. Them monkey was rock. Them monkey was rock. Them monkey was rock. Them monkey was rock. It was rock, rock, rock. Rockin' in the coconut top. Giraffe, let's rock, let's rock. Said rock, 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 rock in the coconut top. Them monkeys was rock, them monkeys was rock, them monkeys was rock, them monkeys was rock. You wanna rock, 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 rockin' in the coconut top. Big giraffe, you wanna rock and roll? Don't be no square. Let's rock, let's rock. Said rock, 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 rock in the coconut top. Them monkeys rock, them monkeys rock, them monkeys rock, them monkeys rock. It was rock, rock, rockin', rockin' in the coconut top.
Orrin Hotlips Page didn't get that nickname because he didn't blow a mean trumpet. With an infectious, ebullient personality by all accounts, Page was a jam session headhunter who recorded for a diverse group of labels, including King Records, where he cut his take on the signifying monkey parable the year before his untimely 1954 death, age 46. Jungle King.
Said the lion to the monkey one bright summer day, "Mr. Lion, there's a bullet that lives down my way. And the way he talks about you, I know he ain't your friend. And when you two meet, I know this jungle's gonna spin." The lion jumped up in a heck of a rage, said, "Remember, I'm the king on this stage." He let out a roar, shook coconuts from the trees, and he tore out through the faucet up a natural breeze.
"You call yourself the Jungle King. You call yourself the Jungle King. You call yourself the Jungle King.
By the elephant laying under a tree, he said, "Get up, big boy, it's either you or me." He was real furious, and his face was all red. He got kicked in the stomach, belted in the head. He dragged back to the forest more dead than alive, and this is when this monkey started some of this signifying jive. "Mr. Lion, pops, you ain't so hot. Everybody in this jungle know just what you got. And
you call yourself the Jungle King. You call yourself the Jungle King.
Up my tree and I'm trying to snore. Here you come around here with that old corny row. Shut up, you big bum, don't you dare let out a roar. I'll climb down out this tree and kick you in the head some more." Well, the monkey got frantic, he started jumping up and down, and his foot missed a limb, and his carcass hit the ground. Like a bolt of white lightning, a streak of atomic heat, Mr. Lion was on the monkey with all 4 feet.
"You call yourself the Jungle King. You call yourself the Jungle King. You call yourself the Jungle King. But I found out you ain't a doggone thing."
And the monkey looked up from the corner of his eyes, and he says, "Oh, Mr. Lion, I apologize. Shut up, you little bum, always going round here lying. I bet I'll put an end to this signifying.
You call yourself the Jungle King. You call yourself the Jungle King. You call yourself the Jungle King.
Now the monkey's dead, and the buzzards are flying, so watch your blabbermouth, no signifying.
Sabu's only jungle science fiction adventure film. Don't miss a thrill a minute in Jungle Hell.
Granville McGee earned his nickname Stick as a boy pushing his polio-stricken brother, blues great Brownie McGee, around in a stick-driven cart. Stick wrote the classic 1949 blues tune Drinkin' Wine Spodeyody, and by the early 50s cut enough boozy blues to fill a bar, one of which utilized a term whose etymology may have originated during World War II, which Stick was a vet, when Pacific Theater soldiers mixed whatever spirits they could scrounge with various fruit juices. 1953's Jungle Juice.
Everything that ain't nailed down, turn it a loose.
That jungle juice.
Turn it a loose.
That jungle juice.
Turn it a loose.
That jungle juice.
It will make you holler loud. There's a shotgun house way back in the woods. Everything cooking is really good. One dim light and the music's hot. Is jumping in the jungle pot. Now turn it a loose.
That jungle juice.
Turn it a loose.
That jungle juice.
Turn it a loose.
That jungle juice.
It will make you holler loud. everybody in that neighborhood turning a loose.
That jungle juice.
Turning a loose.
That jungle juice.
Turning a loose.
That jungle juice.
It will make you holler loud. Jungle juice and gas don't mix. I've been out there gonna tell you a trick. Park your car and rent yourself a mule. He won't get drunk and he ain't no fool. Now turn it loose.
That jungle juice.
Turn it loose.
That jungle juice.
Turn it loose.
That jungle juice.
It will make you holler loud.
Most associated with Warren Smith and covered by fellow Sun peers Carl Mann and Jerry Lee Lewis, Charles Underwood wrote a 1956 rockabilly classic while toiling behind the scenes at Sun. I'm not sure Underwood had ever been to the Congo's Ubangi tributary, let alone any jungle, and he likely got the title from Earl Bostick's 1954 instrumental. But it made for a good rocker, especially at the hands of 88 Ace Lewis. Ubangi Stomp.
I'm rocking over here and I'm rocking to Spain. I'm rocking Memphis, it was all the same. Till I'm rocking to Africa and roll off the ship. I seen them natives doing a hotter looking skip. I parted the weeds and looked over the swamp. I seen them a cats are doing a Ubangi Stomp. The Ubangi Stomp, we're rocking and rolling. Beats anything about the hell of a toe. The Ubangi Stomp, Ubangi Stomp. When the hit is gonna drive a cool cat to wild. He invited me in. He said, he can pick a jam session not to begin. Well, he handed me the top time. I picked up that beat. The craziest thing sent the shivers to my feet. I rock and I roll and I skip with a smile. And I keep banging stomp till I roll over dead. Part of the day, had a good rocking time with the chief's daughter May. I was making the time and getting to know. When the captain said, "Now, son, we gotta go." I said, "Oh, that's all right. You go right ahead. I'll let the Ubangi Stomp until I roll over dead."
This is Matt Masters, and thanks for tuning in to this installment of the Rock and Rhythm Review. My special thanks to Jim Walsh and Rudyard Kipling. Send your complaints, critiques, and compliments to WMAT@mail.com.
Stampede through a jungle teeming with machete terror. Jungle heat, rousing the primitive passions of men and women.
Utilized by Modern Records as its in-house vocal group, the label also employed the successful strategy of using the group for cover tunes, as well as the ruse of recording under two different names, the Jacks and the Cadets. In 1956, a novelty tune by the Jayhawks began an ascent up the charts, followed by a vanilla cover by the Gadabouts, both of which fell victim to jungle law, as the Cadets' superior cover proved fittest, Stranded in the Jungle.
In the jungle while trying to keep a date with my little girl who was back in the States. I was stranded in the jungle, afraid and alone, trying to figure a way to get a message back home. But I was out of know that the wreckage of my plane had been picked up and spotted in my girl in Lover's Lane. And meanwhile, back in the States. Meanwhile, back in the jungle. The boys in the jungle had me on the run when something heavy hit me like an atomic bomb. When I woke up and my head started to clear, I had a strange feeling I was with cooking gear. I smelled something cooking and I looked to see. That's when I found out they was cooking me.
Great cooking booger, let me out of here.
And meanwhile, back in the States. Meanwhile, back in the jungle. I jumped out the pot and I finally got away, frantic and worried about what my baby would say. So I jumped in the ocean and started to swim, for my chance of survival was getting mighty slim. So I thumbed down a whale who was in my way, and I reached the States in about a half a day. When I got to Lover's Lane, I was almost dead, but my soul was gone, and here's what I said.